بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The question about is about mixing in universities and schools. What's the ruling on that? الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه. أما بعد، the people of knowledge رحمهم الله assert that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man male and female, and created in them the inclination towards each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 189, هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها ليسكن إليها. It is he who has created you from single person, Adam, and then he has created from him his wife, Hawa, Eve, in order that he might enjoy the pleasure of living with her. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this issue, made the mixing between males and females surrounded by caution. Lest it would lead to that which is inviolable, and thus corrupt the society. So the mixing that exists nowadays in the contemporary societies in many places is a real evil, and it has affected the Muslim societies and took away from women their natural shyness and natural bashfulness. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a wonderful example and a wonderful model to follow if there is necessity to this kind of a matter, meaning a woman leaving her home for learning or for commerce, trade, or the like, is that she must be chaste. In the utmost possible way. And that when she finishes the time needed during each day when she leaves home, then she must return home immediately and exert the greatest effort to relieve herself if this would lead to a fitna, an asserted fitna for herself. And that if she leaves that for the sake of Allah, Allah will give her that which is much better. Which model we are talking about in the Quran? Where is it in the Quran? The model is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us concerning the two daughters of Shu'aib. And their encounter with Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qasas, verse 23, ولما ورد ماء مدين وجد عليه أمة من الناس يسقون ووجد من دونهم امرأتين تذودان قال ما خطبكما؟ قالتا لا نسقي حتى يصدر الرعاء وأبونا شيخ كبير. And when he arrived at the water of Madian, he found there a group of men watering their flocks. And besides them, he found two women who were keeping back their flocks. He said, what is the matter with you? They said, we cannot water our flocks until the shepherds take their flocks, and our father is a very old man. So when the need arose for these two women to leave the home, they took precaution. And that's why they kept apart, aside, until the well was free, the water place. So he said here, and besides them, he found two women who were keeping back Tazudan, keeping their sheep and flock away, not mixing with the people until they finish, the shepherds finish from their watering of the animals. So they exerted the effort. But now they exerted the effort from another angle, by seeking what? Someone who could relieve them from this, so that they don't have to encounter the mixing. Listen to what Allah said about this in the same surah, 28:26. قالت إحداهما يا أبت استأجره إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين. And said one of them, the two women, oh my father, hire him, hire Musa. Verily the best of men for you to hire is the strong, the trustworthy. So because they were looking for a solution for this problem, and this story of these two women is from the stories which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran for us to take heed and to learn and to follow the prophets and their followers in that. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُمْ اقْتَدِي. Those being the prophets were the ones whom Allah guided, so by thy guidance follow their guidance. So from this we learn that the mixing in the way it is going on is forbidden. And therefore, under the necessity, if there is no other possible school to attend without mixing, and this degree is a necessity for either the male or the female, Then in this case, the people of knowledge say that the presence in these places should be limited only to the times of lectures. And with respect to the woman, she must have her hijab without any beautification on her, and that she, as well as he, the male, should keep away from sitting next to the other sex, and both should not indulge in any conversations except that which is needed, and that the conversation limited to what is needed and very clear and open, not in any way of seclusion or that which can scratch the bashfulness. But if any one of them fear fitna in that which will not be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they may leave all of that. And whoever leaves anything for the sake of Allah, Allah will make ease for him that which is better. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, knows best. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.